Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this week I'm talking about forgiveness. I told you yesterday that forgiveness is something that is for our good. Jesus talks about there being a reward for those who forgive. I think we automatically recognize that our life is more peaceful and joyful if we forgive others versus if we are thinking about what others have done for us and holding a grudge or thinking about vengeance or thinking about how much that person has hurt us. That's not fun. So we want to forgive. I want to talk about forgiveness today more in the context of the big picture. How does forgiveness and being a forgiving person fit into the big picture of God's plan for our lives, of the kind of lives God wants us to have and enjoy? And I do believe God wants us to enjoy life. That's why God sent us Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. That's why Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And so having a problem with forgiveness is one of those burdens in life that God wants to relieve us from. So the big picture is this. Number one, God has designed us and created us for an ultimate purpose, and that is to bring glory to Him. The more we live for ourselves, the more we think about life from a self-centered perspective and what will benefit me, and the more we make decisions based on what we think will benefit us, the more we're going to run into, sooner or later, misery and being unsatisfied with life. But if we live for what God made us for, which is for His glory, we're going to enjoy life. We're going to have peace. We're going to just have a passion for living and enjoy the gift God has given us. So that's number one. And Jesus put it this way. He said, "The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength." That's the great commandment. That's what we should make as the priority when we're thinking about what are we living by. Are we living to love God with all that we have? But Jesus goes on in Matthew 22 to say, the second greatest commandment is like the first greatest commandment. It is love your neighbor as yourself. So there's something about loving our neighbor that is like loving God. In other words, our ultimate calling in life is to glorify God, to love Him, to live for His glory. And one of the ways we do that, and it is the second greatest commandment, so it is the most important way we do that. It is the thing that we need to do more than anything else to accomplish our goal of loving God, is to love others. We glorify God with our life when we love others. And so loving others, thinking about the needs of others, the concerns of others, how can my life be a blessing to others? This is the principal way in which we achieve the ultimate goal of loving God. There may be other ways that we love God, but we're going to put the most energy and time in loving God into loving others. That's where we want to focus on in order to love God. So now the question is, how do we love others? Well, one of the ways we love others is to forgive others. That's why I wanted to kind of zoom back a little bit and look at the big picture. Our ultimate goal is to glorify God. How do we do that? Well, we do that in a lot of ways, but the primary way we do that is, or the one that kind of stands out as what we spend the most time and effort on, is by loving others. Now, how do we love others? It is by being forgiving people. Now, there are many ways we love others, but what I want to suggest is that forgiving others is one of the primary ways we love others. If we aren't forgiving people, then we are not loving towards others kind of people. And so this gets into the question of what is forgiveness? Because forgiveness is therefore going to be one of these ways in which if I can do it, if I can grow in it, if I can improve in it, if I can be a forgiving person, it's going to help me be able to live the life God has called me to live. And God promises there will be blessings of joy, peace, fulfillment in life as a result. So what is forgiveness? Well, forgiveness is a way that we love others. What is love? Our culture has a very different idea of love from how the Bible presents love. Our culture will typically think of being in love meaning having wonderful feelings about another person, wanting to be around another person, those kinds of emotions. Well, the Bible doesn't really focus on that when it talks about love. The Bible focuses on what we do and how we think and the decisions we make, are we putting someone else's interests above our own? That's love. So, for instance, John 3:16, probably the most famous verse in the Bible that talks about love, maybe the most famous verse in all the Bible, but it says, "For God so loved the world." Okay, so here's God loving the world. Now, what is the description John 3:16 gives us for that love? It says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. God gave something. That's love. It's not necessarily that God just had wonderful emotional feelings about us when he thought about us. No, that may be true. And when we give sacrificially to others, generally our emotions will follow behind. And so we will have emotional feelings towards someone that we're giving sacrificially to. But the driving factor, what is love? It is that I'm willing to sacrifice of myself to benefit someone else. I'm willing to give something, not because of what I'm going to get in return, but because I want to bless someone else. And when I give of myself to bless someone else, that's love. That's putting others' interests above my own. And so loving others is a way we love God. And one of the ways we do that is through forgiveness. So the first definition of forgiveness, I would suggest, is it is a gift. When you forgive someone, you are giving them something. Now, what is it that you are giving them? Well, you are giving them a promise. Okay, what is the promise? Well, I would describe the promise this way. You're making a series of promises that relate to the way that they wronged you. And so promise number one would be, I'm not going to dwell on this incident. In other words, let's say someone gossiped about you. You told them something that was very personal to you, and they went and told all kinds of people something that you didn't want all kinds of people to know. You just wanted your friend to know. And here goes your friend telling all these people and maybe even exaggerating it. And suddenly everyone around in your circle of friends is coming to you saying, hey, I heard, you know, such and such, and you're embarrassed, you're hurt, you feel like your friend betrayed your trust. And so let's say that's the wrong, okay? Now, if you do not forgive, what are you going to do? You're going to think about that. You're going to dwell on it. You're going to wake up in the middle of the night thinking, I can't believe my friend did that. You're going to wake up in the morning thinking, oh, I'm going to see my friend today. I don't even want to see her. I can't believe she did that. When you see your friend, maybe you didn't think about it all day, but you see your friend and suddenly all you can think about is what your friend did to you, you know, that they betrayed your trust. So that would be dwelling on the incident. And to forgive is to say, you know what? I have this thing against you. You mistreated me and I'm upset about it, but I'm going to forgive you, meaning I'm going to give you something. I'm going to no longer hold this against you. I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm not going to use it against you. If I forgive you, you know, even if a month from now we get into an argument and your friend says, you know, I can't believe you were late for this thing we were going to do together, you're not going to say, well, oh yeah, well, I can't believe you talked about me and shared all that information with my other friends. You know, no. If you've forgiven someone, You've laid down your right to ever use that against that person. You've said, you know what, I'm never going to bring it up again, at least in a way in which I'm going to use it against you. I might bring it up again, you know, in a different context, I don't know, but it doesn't mean that you can't even remember that it happened, but you're not going to bring it up to kind of get leverage, to win an argument, to say, well, I did this to you, but look what you did to me. No, if you've forgiven them, you're not going to do that. You're going to lay it down. You're going to not bring it up. You're not even going to think about it. You're not going to tell others about it. You're not going to, you know, go around saying, look what so-and-so did to me. You have given them forgiveness, freedom from the harm that that event caused to your relationship. And we're going to look at Matthew 18 tomorrow to see some of what Jesus says about how we can do this, because that's the hard part. How do we forgive? Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.